I'm part of a coaching group. There are six of us, all women, whose intent it is to make an impact in a purposeful way with our work. We are each building businesses. We're heeding a call to make real in the world the work of our hearts. We are led and guided by our beloved coach, Lisa Bowles. We also guide and encourage each other with thoughtful feedback and reflections of our own. The weekly meetings of this group of women foster my evolution as a person, in addition to supporting the unfolding of my work, my business, as it becomes real in the world. Through my time with this group, I've also come to understand that what I'm up to goes well beyond transferring the skills of painting in watercolor. I love watercolor. I love to make these paintings and to share with others what I've learned about how it works with the water, the paint, the paper. And I see that there's something else that's more distinctly me that I bring as I teach. I'm a guide for the inner and outer process of becoming an artist, a creator. I didn't set out to do this, but as time has gone on, and as I've been witness to hours and hours of artists making paintings, something in me has had me pay attention to what we say and how it is for us, me included, as we do what we do. This has given me a way to hold artists and their work and talk about their process that normalizes the challenges we go through. More than a dozen years ago, I was in a session with Donna, that is my Donna, at a time when I was still working in San Francisco in the tech world. I told her that getting on the bus to go to San Francisco felt like slamming my body against a concrete wall. I wanted to do anything that would keep me from having to commute and attend meetings about things that I no longer cared anything about. I told her I thought I might become a bookkeeper. I was doing the books for my hubby's company, so maybe I could do it for others too. She told me I was up to other things. She said I was a teacher and suggested I look into the website of a life coach training company that another client had told her about. I went home and looked it up. It turns out the Coaches Training Institute is headquartered right here in San Rafael. Reading the curriculum, I said to myself, this is so me. I had never felt at home in any kind of work before. I'd never felt this at home in any kind of work before. At the end of the coach training and leadership program that I did afterwards, I was pretty much paralyzed at the thought of creating a practice as a life coach. What I realize now is that though I loved all that I learned, I needed a vehicle for these conversations, an activity, a process that was real and had tangible results. After Shannon Brown hounded me long enough, I tiptoed out and gathered a group of five artists in September of 2011 to paint together. It's clear to me now that both my love of watercolor painting and the in my bones coach in me, who looks at the whole person in front of me in all aspects of their life, pretty much all the time, have been combined to give me work that I feel born to do. What has ultimately come of all of this is the creation of a special environment that feeds creative expression, specifically in the form of watercolor painting. Last Friday was the opening reception for a solo show of the work of Susie Rosenberg, one of the artists who came that first day in 2011. She has a show of 15 or so of her gorgeous watercolors on display this month. Walking in to see so many of her paintings gathered all in one place was a thrill for me, and she was beaming. I am so glad that a whole bunch of her fellow artists from our groups came to share in the celebration too. As she introduced me to people in her life at the reception, she called me her inspiration. But I take no credit for the energy-filled, inventive, and refined work she's done. These ideas came through Susie, and it was her hand on the brush for every square inch of painting. But what I do see is that the environment that has come to me to create has supported her evolution as an artist. And just like the old lead a horse to water, no one can make anyone paint but us. She's dedicated herself to her work, she's missed very few weeks over the 4.5 years, and she's painted as much as possible in between our weekly sessions. This has played an enormous part in the development of her work and the number of paintings she has to show. Last year's movie, The Martian, with Matt Damon, is coming to mind. I love the scene when he goes into the greenhouse he's built to find his first sprouted potato plant. As he touches it gently, he says, "Hey there," to the little sprout, the only other living thing on the planet. Nothing grows on Mars, so he had to create the right environment, including compost for the soil from packets of his fellow astronauts' poop, and water from burning hydrogen. Whether or not the science in this movie is accurate, it tells a great story about creating an environment that fosters life. For the most part, the normal world isn't as inhospitable to creative expression as Mars is to growing plants, but providing an ecosystem for our creative lives does play a part in what we create, which sometimes has a sizable impact. There are some in our group who say there's no way they can paint at home because of distractions and other challenges, so the time to paint and be supported and in the company of like-hearted artists is treasured. I believe that the work that is in us has a life of its own. The impetus to paint comes from mysterious sources, and what we paint does too. Our art chooses us. But just as potatoes won't sprout on Mars without the help of an astronaut botanist, our painting lives thrive when they are fertilized and watered by the structure of commitment, the freedom of full permission, and an enthusiastic rooting section of those who care about us and our work. I'm guessing that when we all gathered in 2011, Susie didn't imagine herself standing in a gallery space surrounded by her artwork on the walls for sale, just as I never imagined that I was heading down the path to my life's work as I tiptoed out to lead them that day. But does the potato sprout know it will grow bushy and tall and create big round roots filled with energy that sustain others up the food chain? Sometimes we do set out to accomplish specific goals, but sometimes, and I think oftentimes, just putting ourselves where there is enough nourishment, water, and sunlight ends up creating a life that we couldn't ever have imagined. With my gratitude and love, Kara.